Oliver here. Welcome to the Exotica Hour. I'm going to do a special South of the Border show in honor of Tiki Oasis 2011. So stick around, there's going to be a couple interviews too. Here we go.
Oh, ever go to Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up the rhyme, guarantee you one good real fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Lumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. All the teenage babies very keen to listen to jukebox machine. It stimulates their heart and soul just to hear calypso rock and roll. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter singing for the Yankee dollar. Native girl can cut a rug, dance like crazy jitterbug. She jumps and bumps and shakes so bold, that's fine way to break up a cold. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Yankee dollar.
Okay, that was Rum and Coca-Cola by Peppino. And next we're going to listen to Échale Salsita, which I guess means spice up the salsa. Oh, and then after this, we're going to hear an interview with Jack Costanzo, who played at Tiki Oasis at 91 years old, leading a band of 11. He's amazing. Now here's Septeto Nacional de Ignacio Pinheiro.
Casa una noche aventurera, buscando ambiente de placer y de alegría. Ay, mi Dios, cuánto gocé en un sopor. La noche pasé, pasé a valer en nuestros lares luminosos y llegué al bacaná.
And excited to say I'm here with Jack Costanzo, and I just saw you play and you were amazing. And how did you feel playing for Tiki Oasis?
I was thrilled with the whole affair. It was very exciting. I mean, I felt excited on the band. I hope it extended into the audience.
Oh, my God, yes. You had 11 piece band, right?
Yeah.
And everybody...
Including me, 11, yes. Go ahead, darling.
I was wondering, because you've played with so many people, who are some of your favorites that you've played with?
My famous what?
Who is your favorites who you've played with?
Oh, goodness, I can't tell yet, because how am I going to tell you the favorite between Marlon Brando, Elvis Presley, Nat King Cole? You know, I mean, there's not... Judy Garland, they're all, you know, all, to me, big stars, and I loved them.
What's your favorite album? If you were to recommend to our listeners one or two of your favorite LPs, what would you recommend?
That's a good question.
Back from Havana. Back from Havana,
right, yeah.
And Scorching the Skin are the two latest. I don't have a CD for years back before that, but they are my favorite.
Wow, okay, fantastic.
I have one more question. Maybe who is your worst student?
I'll tell you, because he's dead. James Dean.
What made him so bad?
He had no feeling for playing drums. Marlon, you know, he wanted to do what Marlon did, and Marlon was fabulous on the conga drums. And I gave him two lessons, and I wouldn't call him for anymore because, you know, he couldn't play, poor thing.
I've got a question. What keeps you going? I mean, you're not retiring.
The love of music. Mm-hmm. Just like everybody that plays music, we love it. Now, I don't look for much work anymore. I let them, if they call me, I go. Otherwise, I don't look a lot now.
You don't have to, do you?
Well, it's not. Well, it's not that, but hey, I'm 91 years old, so, you know.
You look great.
And no wrinkles. Hardly any wrinkles.
Please, thank you for being on the Exotic Hour. If you ever come to Maui, please, you're welcome to stay with me. I'm Maui.
I was there.
Why didn't you call me? Well, next time, please, call ahead.
and also understand you're a continuing inspiration to people who really appreciate great music.
Well, that would be nice. I would like to think that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care, you guys.
Thank you.
It's a great honor.
All right, thank you.
Wow, that was really great interviewing Jack, otherwise known as Mr. Bongo. So let's hear something from the album Back from Havana. This song is called Montiki. Okay, you're listening to the Exotica Hour, and that was La Taquilera and by Lila Downs. And that woman's got some pipes, huh? She did the Frida soundtrack. Now I'm going to play a version of Tequila. And I'd like to point out there was a guy underneath my hotel room at Tiki Oasis that played Tequila. I don't know how many versions he played, but it went on for like an hour. Thanks a lot. Right into the exoticahour.com, reveal yourself and you're going to get a cyber punch from me. No, it was actually really good. Anyways, this version of Tequila, I mean, it kept going on and on and on and on, you know. This version that I'm going to play, by the way, is by Henry Mancini. Tequila!
What of you to a kill?
Yeah. night. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was the Oink Oink Mambo. I just want to let you know, up after this next song, which is going to be Cow Cow, great song, right after this, we're going to hear an awesome interview with Delmar DeWilde, the frontman from Don Tiki.
Describe how Delmar DeWilde looks. He's got, what would you call this?
I would call that a tiki. That's a serious tiki.
It's like a gold tiki wrapped in chains, and you're wearing like a red tuxedo top, black pants, tiki and a bling. Papadou, and your eyebrows. Did you do those yourself?
They are mine. They are sincerely mine. They're the mark of sincerity, as a matter of fact. The sign of sincerity.
It looks like there's a construction company had to do your hair.
I have all the proper permits. And I got proper clearance, so you can talk to your union guys about that there.
What about
if
the
you
liquor
like.
Commission?
I'll lick her when I find her.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we're big fans. And
I'm thrilled to hear that. I'm thrilled you were able to make it to the Tiki Oasis.
Oh, my God.
Wait, and you made, how did you do it? I mean, how did you pull it together to bring the entire group down?
And true serendipity, and that it's a tough objective. Just put it this way. It happened. It happened, and you were the witnesses.
Yeah, okay, well, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you're such a great performer, and you have so much... What is your favorite song to perform?
Tonight? I have to go on a case-by-case basis, because sometimes one really connects. We did a song with the Hawaiian title, Kokaua Ala Haile Lani, Our Walk to Heaven. It was different than any of the other songs, and we've never done it that... It was almost adagio. It was slow and dramatic. And Sherry Shaoling had never danced to it before. And I said, remember, the girl goes into the volcano at the end.
Yeah.
And so all that was improvised.
That's the one where she just kind of
yep,
peeled over.
That's right.
That was kind of sad. I was kind
of... You were touched? Good.
Yeah, I was very touched.
It's a dramatic song. And so that is the desired effect. So it touched you? Good. That's the purpose of it. Well, but tonight, that was my favorite.
Well, let's check out that song. And really, thanks for being on the show. And we really love seeing you. You're such a great performer. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for enjoying the show. And thanks very much for inviting us.
Can I have a
kiss? The wild. The wild, Mr. DeWild.
A pleasure. DeWild. Aloha.
Aloha.
Watch his hair as a zoning ordinance.
Careful, it's low on flame retardant.
Red clouds crossing the moon. Hand in hand, we climb the sacred mountain. Sun sets o'er the lagoon. You are so beautiful, so delicate, so rare. Like the lace of sweet peacocky that you wear. Oh, and I know you've come to me from heaven, and you must return soon. I can't believe I can hold you in my arms. I'm just a man of flesh and bone. You're so much more than an angel. You're something more precious than anything I've known. I see that look of sweet surrender on your face. One little push. And you're spiraling through space. Go, Kokaua, Ala Haile Lani. Now the gods are satisfied. Thank you.
Yes, that was Kokua a la Heilani. And yep, it's sad. She ended up being sacrificed in a volcano, and they're satisfied for now. Yes, that was Delmer DeWild singing that. And that was not the version that Don Tiki did. So I think we should hear a little more Don Tiki. I mean, Don Tiki from their latest album, which kind of goes along with the theme, South of the Border. We're going to hear a song from South of the Boudoir. And the words of this song are kind of hilarious. Listen to it. Here is Billions of Brazilians, Don Tiki.
Billions of Brazilians, tropical beyond, filling every cranny of the land of the Amazon. Canopies of monkeys, colonies of ants, populating countries, shrunk by clingy viney plants. Nameless native species, chewing up their prey. Countless piles of feces, fertilizing their world each day. Parrots and piranha, butterflies and slugs, in a place that's spiders, random.
All right, South of the Border type people. You just heard the Hula Rumba by the Teakeyaki Orchestra. And I'm going to let you go for the night. This is the Exotica Hour. I'm Cooter Clover. Right into the Exotica Hour at gmail.com. Questions, comments, interesting pictures, anything. Next, I'm going to leave you with Por Eso Quiero from Up, Bustle, and Out. Ooh, 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 ah, 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 ah.
A veces yo soy muy meditativo, a veces me voy de la realidad, por eso es que estoy, que no puedo ver si eso es amor o si es el error de un equivocado. Por eso quiero saber qué soy para ti, qué sientes por mí. Por eso quiero que ya no me mientas más y di la verdad. Por eso quiero que ya me digas que sí o digas que no. Por eso quiero tener la seguridad de tu decisión. Por eso quiero mucha franqueza. Por eso espero de ti la verdad. Y aunque me haga sufrir, yo puedo vivir la vida sin ti. Y aunque me haga sufrir, yo puedo vivir la vida sin ti. Por eso quiero decir que puedo vivir la vida sin ti. Por eso quiero decir que puedo vivir la vida sin ti. Y me conforma saber que puedo querer a otra mujer. Y me conforma saber que puedo querer a otra mujer. Y ya no quiero decir que voy a morir pensando en tu amor. Y ya no puedo decir que voy a morir pensando en tu amor. Por eso quiero decir que puedo vivir la vida sin ti. Por eso quiero decir que puedo vivir la vida sin ti. Por eso quiero decir que puedo vivir la vida sin ti. Por eso quiero decir que puedo vivir la vida sin ti. Por eso quiero decir que vivo sin ti.